everybody.
Hey,
you
get,
oh, Connor, do you probably turn the lights up?
What is this?
I don't know.
It's, oh, there you go. Hey, for those who haven't been here before or who have been, there's so many things happening right now.
Yeah.
It's Sky Ranger Podcast. What happens is every week, every month, Mike, John, and I get together and we just talk about random things, and I usually screw things up.
Yay!
Yay!
And I've been... that was a weird place to get applause. Yeah. But I tonight's a very important night because I've been screwing up things for 4 years.
Oh, yeah!
I got a cake. It's a Father's Day cake.
It says happy Father's Day.
Yeah, well, that's the one they had there.
So. We need to start saying it's always the anniversary because people show up when we say it's a special event.
People like special events. They like feeling special.
They do.
Good. Ruined already.
I was going to wait till next year and go, it's a 5 year because that's more monumental.
Sure.
But I guarantee I would have forgot by then.
I really overestimated that.
It's
sparkling?
Yes, John. What the fuck's your problem? Why did you just slam it? No, John, it's okay.
Everything's... I thought we were having champagne for the listeners, the four of you, and there's having sparkling red grape.
Okay. I thought that was to the audience. And
yeah.
We have actual champagne here.
We do? That. Josiah, I didn't explain it to you well. we were going to give everybody sparkling grape juice. That's, you guys get it.
Don't worry, all you had was a whole hour and a half show to get it ready.
John, it's okay. I mean, I still want some. I like this stuff.
So, John, you shook it up.
Yeah, that's what champagne does.
No, it's not champagne. It's juice. Jesus Christ.
Sparkling juice.
Yeah, and it's fancy.
All right, so preface, I was listening to some of our older podcasts today.
Yeah.
I am very angry.
Oh, fuck.
Also, I don't get as many laughs as I should. Like, that's all I've been listening to. It's like, all I'm realizing is, like, I am killing it, and people are just...
Do you think maybe those two things are connected?
No, they are. I mean, but I'm like, maybe because people just don't get that I'm being angry, like, overly angry on purpose, like, as a more of a bit.
Yeah. You've been doing a bit for as long as I've known you, then.
This is an extended bit. This is a 10-year Andy Kaufman sort of bit.
Yeah.
Why is my little table here covered with other stuff?
Oh, mine's a drink.
Yeah. Like, have a sparkling grape juice.
Where would I put this?
I don't know. Here. Oh, I was going to say, what's going to happen. I on the thing. God, I don't want to explain this. You explain it.
I don't know what it is.
We don't know what that box is. Scott's holding a box, and he just asked Mike to explain the box that he brought.
That is a small wooden box.
Yes.
It appears to have been a cigar box.
It was.
Corona. I don't think there's a...
Carina.
Carina, I'm sorry. It doesn't appear to be cigars anymore, so I can't imagine cigars.
Well,
it's buttons, but I forgot what...
Oh, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass this around to everyone in the audience for a special occasion since it's the 4th anniversary. You can grab a button. And ignore the fact that there's numbers on it. All right, just grab... I swear to God. I swear to God, John.
Here's to another 4 years.
Good night, everybody.
That's like saying, hey, welcome to my magic show. Look at this glass, and then they break it. It's
and doves fly away.
Oh, there's numbers. I think that's for prize and stuff.
Yeah, it's all very important.
It's okay. I'm gonna rant later in the show. I'm gonna randomly roll a number, and whoever has that numbered button wins a free prize. There might be more than
one. You want to grab a button, basically.
Yeah. Also wear it because then it promotes the show. I didn't even drink any. I missed. Anyways, we want to talk about topics.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this for 4 years. I want to see how well we know each other, John.
Yay.
Why are you looking at me?
Because we feel you don't really listen to us, John.
I'm going to ask this is more of a personal thing, but...
Have you done research on the show?
No, this has
seven
nothing...
7 inches.
That fully erect or...
Yeah.
In its flaccid state.
No, I won't be a braggart.
I don't even know who you... Okay, what? I'm going to ask... Here's what I'm going to do. Oh, fuck. What'd I do? I did buttons.
Yeah, we threw
them on
the floor.
That's what I was listening to. I was listening to, like, three of our podcasts, and during one point of the show, either Mike or I yell at you about not being able to use your cell phone properly. We need to change that.
I know how to use cell phones.
No, you somehow
no, you don't. You don't. You
just, every episode, you don't know what's happening. You smash your phone or your...
You just did it now.
I know how to use it. I just pushed the wrong button.
Yeah, you know how to. You don't, though.
Mike,
here... All right, how do we know what... What are you grabbing for?
I don't know. I was going to grab my water, but... Is he pouring things? Okay. There's so many things going on tonight.
Yeah, it's a celebration.
What I want to do is... I want to say some words.
Okay.
No. I mean, and then you answer yes or no. I want John to answer and then Mike to answer.
Okay.
Whether I like certain things. Just to see if you know me well.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yes or... Oh, that's the first... Okay.
Yes.
Olives.
No.
No?
You're right. Artichokes.
No.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Liars, dummies. Cotton candy.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
No.
Perch.
Perch. No.
Yes.
It is no. I don't like perch.
I know, he doesn't like much seafood.
Butterscotch. Seafood is okay, perch is
have we had these conversations before ever?
Yeah.
Maybe in life.
Well,
in life.
This is trickier questions than
butterscotch.
Yeah.
Like the candy?
Just flavor of butterscotch.
The flavor of butterscotch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Both of you are wrong. It's okay. No, I hate butterscotch. Honey?
Is that a question?
Yes.
Darling?
Honey?
Then yes.
Yes.
No. Mustard?
No.
Yes.
No.
Damn it.
Honey mustard?
Yes.
Yes. See? Mayo.
No.
Like mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Or the mayo click?
Mayonnaise.
No.
Yes. Salad dressing.
Yes.
No.
Correct, it's no.
Wait, what? You don't put anything on your salads?
Salad dressing, like fake mayo.
Oh. He puts,
what?
He puts mayonnaise on his...
Like, what do you mean?
Like, what is it? Ready? No, the one that I hate. Miracle Whip.
That's not salad dressing.
What? It's
like, called salad dressing. Yeah,
yeah, if you buy the generic version.
I don't think anyone ever uses it. Like,
this is blowing my mind. There's generic mayonnaise that they call salad dressing?
That's like chicken salad and tuna salad. Not like lettuce salad.
I had no idea. Because I thought you meant like all salad dressing. And I was like, why? You don't like any salad dressing?
No, John. What the hell?
No, John.
Like, I'm right to ask that question, right?
It's generic, yeah. But, John, you grew up in a world of non-generic stuff, right, John?
Yeah.
You grew up in a very specific world.
You grew up in a very specific name-brand world.
Yes, I was fancy with name brands.
What kind of macaroni and cheese did you have?
I didn't, because I was a picky eater.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess
but we bought Kraft.
We had Flavor Right. I spoiled myself. This is Welch's. I just tried...
For the listeners at home, he almost died. He almost died on Welch's sparkling red grape juice.
Yeah, none of this... whatever. Actually, it was the cheapest.
I didn't know the cheapest.
It was the cheapest stuff. It was the cheapest stuff I could find. That's why we don't have champagne.
If you can name the fanciest... sparkling wine company, I'll blow you.
I'm not gonna guess. I don't want that to happen.
Not worth it. I will arrange to have you blown, maybe. That would be okay.
Yeah, see, this is why Mike's a better friend. He would arrange.
I would organize.
I'm so sorry.
I would organize for John to blow you.
So. Oh, so you definitely kept score, so who won there?
I didn't keep score. I wasn't listening.
Oh, so that whole thing.
I think Mike did. I think Mike did.
Really? I felt like I lost. But
you both lost.
Probably.
I'll go back and listen and report back in 7 months.
Well, look, everyone's getting
there we go. See, everyone's drinking the grab juice.
The grab juice.
Well, we'll clinky as soon as everyone gets some.
Yeah.
It's non-alcoholic. Don't worry, alcoholics. Is that mean? Is that too mean to say?
No, you can say, don't worry, alcoholics. That's
Well, that just sounds like...
It may be unnecessary to say, but... All in alcoholics, stand up.
They're anonymous, Mike. You can't... You don't have to know.
Was what I was being...
How long is that candle going to blow?
Until it's done.
All right.
Well, clinking, everybody. Clinky.
Oh,
clink. Celebrate for you.
Hey.
Everyone clink.
Did you know, I heard that if a business lasts for 5 years, it's golden. Not golden, but like...
What are we now?
This is full... This, well,
yeah,
I guess we're going to start with our fish.
Yeah, just ask Nambla.
That's bad. That's bad.
North American Man
Boy Love Association.
They've been looking more than 5 years.
I know, but I think he's making reference like a five-year-old. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. That's not what I went for.
Why not?
That was a weird grab, then.
Yeah, the one
Because I thought of the worst group that could... The worst business that could still be existing after 5 years.
Nazis? I'm sure they made a lot of money. They had all the gold.
NAMBLA might be worse than Nazis. Maybe.
I don't know, because the boys are still alive.
That's a great discussion.
This is not a great discussion. This is not a good discussion. I don't want to have this discussion.
I pick NAMBLA.
Why do you
wait. Pick... All right, you have to pick one or the other. You pick NAMBLA.
No, as the worst.
Oh, okay. I thought you were joining up.
Oh, yeah. Scott, only you have to decide. Are you going to join the Nazi party or the NAMBLA?
I'm not joining any.
So you have to pick one.
What? You have to pick one.
Is there like a Nazi NAMBLA?
Well, you want to be a Nazi man boy lover?
Yeah, because then the kids deserve it.
Whoa, what?
Like if the kids are Nazis,
oh no,
then they.
We thought the opposite. Like you're a Nazi, you're the but Nazi. Also you're like,
oh no.
The kids deserve it. That kid deserved it. Why? He was a Nazi.
Yeah.
That child was a Nazi.
That would hold up in court.
I don't know. They have a lot of courts. What?
One of them is bound to hold it up, I guess.
Yeah. How did we get from mayonnaise to NAMBLA?
You have no agenda, that's why.
You're right. I have a couple questions, just for fun. I don't understand sports.
Which sports, Scott?
I don't know. There was something specific sports-wise that happened, and I was like, I don't get it.
The NBA Finals.
No.
The U.S. Open started this week in Wisconsin.
Oh, wait, hold on. I think you're getting it. Something about cricket? No.
I don't understand cricket.
No.
I don't either.
Oh, God.
Are you pooping?
No. Did you... I'm going to put a pin in that.
Ooh.
Pin. I wrote... Oops, I wrote... Nope.
Don't write. Just...
Hold on.
Move on.
I'm going to put a dash and then pin, so it's not... I don't think... I wrote pun. Let's change that. Pin.
John, have you ever taken a lift?
Yes.
Do you think it'd get really weird if you sit up front...
It's usually not encouraged.
Wow.
Because it's they're driving you. I've even done a Lyft share ride where I've had like four people in the car.
I was in Baltimore a couple weeks ago and I took my first Lyft and the guy had like papers and stuff in the back seat. So I'm like, oh, he must want me to sit in the front seat. And then he was like really like, oh, and he didn't talk to me the whole time. And he's like, oh, and then eventually like once we got like within 5 blocks of the hotel, I was like, looks like it's gonna rain. I'm like... Why did you just say this now after like a 20-minute ride?
Because you did sit up front. Usually you sit in the back. But I agree. If he had papers in the back,
yeah.
You are the like most uncanny person I've ever met. You've always like you're the one person who's ever gotten to a lift with papers randomly screwed in the back. Like I don't know anyone else who's that's ever happened to.
What
with
kind
Uber
of paperwork was it?
I didn't read it. I didn't have time.
Was it instructions for you?
No.
Please put your seatbelt on. Do not touch the driver.
Yeah,
do not sit in the front seat.
I didn't read it. It might have been all that.
Might have been important, yeah. I have driven Uber. I've been an Uber driver. And I don't mind if people sit in the front, but usually if they do, they'll either non-verbally indicate or say,
yes.
Hey, can I sit in front? Because some people don't like sitting in the back. It's a little weird. You get car sick back there. You don't sit up front. Yeah, I don't mind them sitting in front.
But knowing Scott, like in his social anxiety, there's no way he would bring that up.
No, he would just... Sit there and quietly.
I did.
So all you have to do. What do you mean?
I sat there. I just sat there.
No. That's what I mean. Why wouldn't like when he rolled down the window and you're like, Scott, should I sit in the front? That's all you would have to do, and then you would have.
He didn't roll down the window. I just got in his car.
Was it?
He didn't even like wave to you or anything.
I stood in front of his car. I waved at him. He popped the trunk. I tossed the thing in the back, and then I sat down right next to him.
He wanted
like,
you to get in the trunk.
Yeah.
That's what the papers.
Yeah,
said.
That's why you got one star.
I popped the trunk for him. He's supposed to get in the trunk. That's how Lyft works.
When I was in Milwaukee last month, I was in an Uber, and the guy had waters, like, all strung out through the back. And so my
like
buddy
a lazy
and I,
person?
What?
Like a lazy person?
What do you mean?
Like he just had... He'll drink his water and throw it in the back?
No, he had waters for the passengers to drink.
Oh, like a concierge. Is that the right word?
It's a word.
Yeah. Or a chauffeur?
Yeah.
Okay,
or concierge, either way.
So we were drinking some of the waters, and we got to the bar, and so I put my water in the bottom because I'm like, well, I don't know what to, I can't walk into a bar with an open water bottle. And so you can't just walk into a bar with a random liquid.
I can walk in the bar and do what I want.
It's not.
One time I brought a pizza in.
Okay, so in my mind, I didn't want to just bring an open water bottle, so I left it in. And so we started walking up to the bar, and all we hear is this giant thud. The guy had gone to the back seat and took the water bottle and chucked it at us for not taking the water bottle and got back in. I'm like, that's a one star. I don't know what you're going to, like, because I was going to give him 5 stars automatically. I'm like, oh, that's water. That's awesome. Like, that's an immediately switch to a one.
It's a little weird to have drank some of it and then left it back there, though. That's a little weird.
I agree, but if you're picking up a passenger, if you're putting water in, don't you have the assumption that they're probably going to leave it in there?
Not half drunked. Drunked? No. No, they take it with them. How many places are you not allowed to bring a bottle of water?
I think bars you can.
You're not allowed to bring a bottle of water into a bar?
It could be just straight vodka.
It could be.
Sometimes museums
don't. Pro tip, it could be.
Yeah. You also.
I think you're better off. You go into the bar and they say, "Hey, you're not allowed to bring that," and then you just hand it to the bouncer. Say, "Fine, it's water."
Yeah.
Or they say, "Throw it out," or throw it on the street.
Yeah, you're right. It's perfectly normal to just chuck a water bottle at somebody. Why was everyone missing the goddamn point here about what's going on?
No, this is you getting angry and no laughs, John. No laughs. You're angry.
They laughed at that one. They laughed at that one. Just because, like, that doesn't mean you automatically turn to violence. That's like saying, oh, your dog pooped at my lawn. I'm going to murder your dog. Like, that's not the right reaction.
No, I'm going to throw the poop at you. Yeah. Would be the equivalent.
Or throw.
He didn't murder you with the water bottle. Did he?
Is he a ghost?
He's a ghost. It's a twist ending. It's our fourth season.
Why am I drinking this bullshit? All right.
Whoa. I wonder if you could mix vodka with this.
I'm sure.
Well, I'm not going to give you any more because you got mad at it. And Mike and I...
We need a champagne.
Mike and I are just going to...
Glass full of vodka, please.
Drink our 38 grams of sugar and by ourselves.
I'm not working tomorrow.
Why?
Took a day off.
Why do you say that in such defeat?
I don't know. I'm just trying to do different emotions than anger. Because this girl over here doesn't agree with me with anything I'm saying so far. So I don't know. I got to get her back on my side.
Good luck.
Why? Why do you want her on your side, John?
I want everyone to love me. I'm a comedian.
Oh.
It's a disease.
That's a bad choice of job. You want everyone to love you, so you stand in front of here and...
Then why did you guys get into comedy?
Mm-hmm, to make people happy, John. Right? You watched the video this morning, Mike and I. Ta-da-da!
Ta-da-da!
I watched 12 minutes of it.
12 minutes? How long was it?
It kept cutting out at my work.
It was 24 minutes?
Yeah, it was a long time.
Oh my god, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
That's 23 minutes than any of your lovemaking. She just said, ouch. She doesn't like
me. I'm sad now. Hey, John, what else are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
John, hey, good one. Segue.
How long have you lasted?
It says right there, how long has John lasted? Speaking of emotions.
13.
What songs make you cry? John.
Ooh.
Nice. I heard ooze, Mike.
It actually could be any. Question. It depends on if, like, here's the thing is I usually.
What do you mean it could be any? Like, red. Uh-oh.
Yeah, don't let me finish.
Red Solo Cup? Is that what you're gonna say?
No.
That one makes me cry.
On the inside, yeah.
Because Mike's like, I'll never know who's singing with him. There's background voices in the song.
Oh. You can look that up online, John.
I don't know that you can. Who are the backup singers for Red Solo Cup?
I don't like that because now there's a crowd here. He becomes literal Scott about everything.
Because, yeah, I don't know. I'm nervous, John. I have to be. I'm very defensive.
This is 10,000% more people than we know.
Yeah. I was talking to my brother in the car on the way here. I wasn't talking to him. Was I talking to him? I was talking to him.
Okay. Was he in the car with you? Were you talking?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. No, but...
Were you in the front seat?
I was going to say the worst show we had, and this so far is already better because people have laughed more than 3 times, we in the middle of the show, the last three people just left, and we just set. We were just talking to nobody, and it was so fun. It was great. We
That was weird.
We all went home and went to sleep because we felt great about ourselves. Ta-da. This is better than that, John. What songs make you cry? Cotton Eye Joe?
No. No, what I'll do is I have a tendency to stress cry. So, like, if stress is, like, really building up in my body, I'll, like, just, like, put my iPod on shuffle and I'll just be driving for, like, a half hour. And then all of a sudden a song will just hit me and I'll just cry.
Do you just drive for half an hour, just stress?
Well, usually it's, like, if I'm driving for more than a half hour. So, like, I'll get into a loop of music and then a song will, like... I do my iPod on shuffle a lot.
Yeah.
So like a song, like the Glee version of "Don't Stop Believing" will come on. And I'll just weep for three straight minutes, and I'll be like, these kids. And then I'll just that first season was great, and the rest sucked a dick. And then I'll just cry, and then I'll be good. Where did I almost stress cry? That stupid new Ed Sheeran song, I almost stress cried. Castle on the Hill.
Oh, I was gonna do the other one. Move you.
One person knows that song. He's just. Like, it's just like, ugh. There's a song where he, like, talks about his friends fucking up, and he goes, but these people raised me. I'm like, yeah, they did. And then I just...
Do you think John cries more than we realize?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, this rage here that we see and anger is, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's
John's...
a thin mask.
It's almost like I'm a human being.
Almost, so close. So very close, John... That was a
weird. Scott's ever touched me.
No.
Don't cry.
What songs?
I have Creed, Arms Wide Open.
No.
That one's got me, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that? Did you blow up the candle? Sorry.
No, it just stopped working.
It looks pathetic.
There was a lit candle on a cake and it stopped.
I could try to start it again if you want.
Oh, man. Just light things up.
I cry at we didn't start the fire.
Why?
JFK was blown away.
Yeah, but that happens. That happened in a lot of things, like the movie JFK and Quantum Leap, like so many things.
Yeah, it happened every time JFK.
Yeah, every time he was the president, it happened.
It's very true.
Here you go.
Thanks. Doing the easy part.
I did the fun part. I get to light the candle. No, wait. What did I do? Match. Anyways.
It's a match.
Mike, you like Creed. Okay.
That's not what I said at all. You are misinterpreting my statement.
Because that's about a kid, right? Was that around the kid, like where your kid was younger?
Yeah. Was a while ago. It was what I specifically remember crying about and then going, someday Scott's going to ask me about this.
You're welcome. It was all worthwhile. Yay. Clandles.
Clandles.
Scott, what are you crying?
I've also cried, this is at a movie, but it's at a song. The movie, That Thing You Do. You see the movie, That Thing You Do? You've never seen it?
No.
Minor spoiler.
I mean, I know of it.
When they hear the song on the radio for the first time, and they're going crazy for it, I've cried. I can't watch that one without crying.
Really?
It's tears of joy, though. I get so happy for them.
I remember the first movie I cried was E.T.
I went to E.T. with this friend. We never hung out. He was like a jock. It's a tough kid. His name's Scott. Not like you.
I'm a tough jock.
And we were sitting together. We'd never went anywhere before and since. And he started crying during E.T. I glanced over and saw him. And he got up. And he said, I'm going to go to the concession stand. He went out. And he didn't go to the concession stand. I glanced over. He was standing by the door still watching and crying. But we didn't want to see him crying.
But I think it's pretty universal.
I was still sad about it, but I didn't cry at it because I was now more concerned about my friend. Like, what's going on?
It just shows like how the difference like kids movies were like kids and
pronounced,
because that's like technically a kids movie. It was PG and like the main character dies at some point during the movie. It's devastating. The first theater movie I cried in was two in the same year, I think, maybe Armageddon. The first time I watched it, I'm like, oh, that's sad. Now I rewatched it. I'm like, this movie's garbage. And then Saving Private Ryan was the first time I saw my dad cry. So I cried because my dad actually cried.
Sure.
And then, you know.
I was going to say, do you watch Benji, the Benji movies?
It's been a long time.
I don't like that everyone laughed when I just asked about that. There's a
I think it was defensive laughter. I think they've all cried.
There's a Benji movie called Benji the Hunted. where he's a dog. He's like, hey, I'm a dog. I'm walking around in the woods.
He's a dog in all movies. In every Benji movie, he plays the role of Benji the dog.
But I mean, like, the dog doesn't talk, though.
Yeah, it's the same character.
But he's all like, hey, I'm walking around in the woods. And then, like, this mountain lion or something was like, I am dead. I left all my kittens alone. And, like, Benji's like, I'll take care of kittens. And then he's like, oh, cool. So then, like, the dog's, like, walking around bringing the little babies, cats, to the one area, to the forest, to the other. I don't know why. It was, like, 8 at the time. But then there's one point where this hawk or giant predator bird swoops down and takes one of them away. I'm laughing now.
But back then,
I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Thinking about that little cat felt.
He's probably dead now, so it's not okay.
Yeah, think of how he felt past tense.
I'm sure it wasn't real. They didn't say, hey, kill that cat. Today? This is in Milo Notice.
It's an older movie, yeah.
Ooh.
Before PETA was involved in movie making.
PETA's?
Yeah. I forgot there was a movie that was made in the 90s. It's about, I think it's two dogs. It's not Homeward Bound. It's like two dogs. It's like, I forgot, it's like two names.
Milo and Otis.
Yes.
Turner and Hooch.
No, it's Milo and Otis.
That's a cat. That's a cat and a dog.
That's what I said. I said a dog and a cat, and you yelled at me and then said it was a cat.
But I just said to Mike, it's like, because, wait, hold. Did I just have a brain hell?
A brain hell?
No, because you said.
No, I might have said two dogs, but I was just saying, it wasn't.
No, but I said the cat, I'm like, they didn't actually kill a cat. I said, this isn't Milo Notis. And then you said, I saw a movie as a kid, Milo Notis. I'm like, I'm a ghost. We're all ghosts. Maybe we died and this is our judgment. These are all people, they're all ghost judges. No, they're not dead.
For what? What are they judging? Your improv is impeccable.
Maybe it's my religion. It's not yours. You don't. That's why you don't understand it.
Are you losing it?
Losing my... Oh, fuck.
Does that make you cry?
That almost makes you cry.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say the song that always gets me...
Bigger! Like,
what? What did you just do?
Just singing Losing My Religion.
Oh.
You're just singing one word from Losing My Religion.
That's all you remember. Like, as a kid, you're just like, it's bigger! Yeah, it is. What? And then he just mumbles...
I don't know if...
Bigger.
Okay. Wait. That's Phil Collins, right?
No.
Wait.
Yep.
Who is it? Michael Collins. Collins. Michael Stipe?
Who sings in...
Genesis.
Or is it... No, it's
three
Michael...
letters.
Straight.
UB40.
Three letters.
Who's the guy from Smashing Pumpkins? Billy Corgan.
Yes.
That's it. I figured it out.
No, you didn't. Michael Stipe, three letters.
REM.
Yeah.
Did they sing Losing My Religion?
Yes.
Yes, that's like their.
That's a, big their song. Like song. Except Stan.
But they're still both bald, right? Like the
yes.
Billy Corgan and.
Yes, they're both bald. And so is Moby, but they're on different people.
So is Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Phil
he's
Collins.
Different. He's bald.
So is
as
Peter
well.
Gabriel, also in Genesis.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a trend.
It's almost if it happens to most people as they age.
I was going to make a connection to something. But I was wrong, so it doesn't matter now.
Good.
Ta-da. Oh, oh.
Oh. Were you going to do prizes at any point?
Just goddamn it. Calm down.
I hope we have crowds more often because I like how Scott's actually taking charge. He's got, like, a bravado about him.
Bravado.
Ooh, fancy word.
I lost it. What? Ooh, song.
You cry at, yeah.
Mine's the one with shit.
The one with shit?
The one with shit.
What is it? I can't remember what it is. I should have written it down next to
Why
song.
Don't you get a job by The Offspring? Is that the one?
No. Kids. Kids by MGMT.
Oh, okay.
That makes you cry?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they're saying in
this
song.
I don't know what they're saying either.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Conrad's on the game.
Let's see if Scott cries.
No.
I want to see tears, Scott.
What makes you cry about this song?
It's too... You can't... It's... Okay, the part... It's like, okay, you know in this song about the cats? The cats
in the cradle?
Yeah.
Cats in the cradle?
All the cats.
all those cats. Where all them cats.
Well, like where like by the time you're like, oh, it's so sad because he doesn't have time for his kids anymore.
Yeah.
But there's a line, in, so it's like going back to the past. But there's a line in it where like, it says something like.
Do I need to play the entire song now?
No, you. You two talk amongst yourself. I'm gonna look up the lyrics. You chose.
Are you reading them right now?
No. Oh, right here. It says the line. Okay, this is. I'm gonna. Oh God, it stopped loading. Okay. He says crawling on your knees toward him, making mama so proud, but your voice is too loud. And it just that line kills me because it's like, oh, like. You're a kid and you're like, oh, everything's so great, and then you're like, Mom, look how great I am. Like, okay, just be quiet. And it's like that moment of like just pure joy, and then but your parents are living their own life because they're parents, and they're like, oh, just okay, that's great, but just please keep it down. And then years later you're like, oh, those moments were so great, we missed them because we told our kids to be quiet instead of them having fun. Yeah. John's crying, I can tell.
Yeah, bawling. But I don't think most kids talk before they crawl.
No, it says fuck you.
I'm just saying, my kid crawled before he still can't talk. He can crawl, he can almost stand, but
it doesn't say talk. It says but your voice is too loud.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, the kid sitting on the ground just screaming, like, shut up, kid. What's the next line?
They only hurt your knee, huh?
It's bigger.
All right, well, I guess I tried being emotional
you
for once
are not me.
In this show. Fine, let's start talking about, do you like, what's your favorite lemonade? I do have that. It says
raspberry?
It says, questions, favorite food, I put lemonade.
Raspberry, I guess, pink lemonade?
He's right, raspberry is the best, Mike.
Okay.
What'd you say?
Lemonade. I like Newman's lemonade. Paul Newman's lemonade.
Oh,
tasty.
I don't think I've ever had it.
That's salad dressing.
No, that's mayo. Callback.
I like
this
all
whole
those.
Place should have lit up on fire.
Why?
That was a great callback. Like I'm letting you know. Like these things I'm doing, it's just
it's genius,
lightning.
No, well, maybe they'll recognize you when you're dead.
Yeah, you're like Picasso.
Yeah. You're like Picasso.
Was Picasso angry? Was he angry?
I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
Sometimes.
Do you have anger issues if you cut off your own ear?
That wasn't Picasso. Fuck you, nerd.
There was another guy.
Oh, that was Van Gogh.
Yeah.
What did Picasso do?
Painted.
Drawings in Cubism.
Van Gogh did the.
You're saying a lot of words.
Van Gogh did lots of color, kind of abstract shapes and color.
He did the night thing.
The night, yeah. Starry
Night. His own picture.
He had a whole bunch of paintings of star flowers.
Sunflowers.
So Picasso has the weird got the weird
yeah,
all
Cubism,
over the place.
Right, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Different
got
angles
it.
And point of view. Yeah.
Got it. So people didn't like. Was he like Van Gogh, or people didn't like him until he was dead?
No, he was celebrated while alive.
I don't,
Van Gogh, not so much, I don't think.
Who am I thinking
we have
of?
We artists who can tell us.
Yeah, Kelly's right here. She's our
teacher.
Yeah.
Picasso was a big deal while he was alive.
Yeah. He was fantastically famous.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then you're Van Gogh.
Van Gogh died desperately poor and sad.
He would go to restaurants and just doodle on a napkin and pay for his meal, and everyone who came with by just paying a little doodle on a napkin.
That's amazing.
What did Salvador Dali do? He made a movie.
Who did?
Salvador Dali. Cut open cow eyeballs.
What? Did you just say?
Yeah, it makes sense what he said, kind of. Only vaguely.
You cut open cow eyeballs, John.
In one movie, they cut out.
He made movies, John. Just movies are another form of art.
The horror director who made those gross movies?
No.
Oh, okay.
Eli Roth?
No.
Yeah.
Ah.
That is a director. No, there was an old like French or Italian director who made really gross movies like The Barbershop where he just sliced open a guy's eyeball. That was
like a weird abstract movie with lots of grotesque images.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Ants crawling out of a hand.
He's Spanish, though.
But that was Salvador Dali with a film director I don't remember. Someone like that. He has two.
Isn't he?
Who?
Spanish.
Who?
Salvador Dali.
We were talking about a wholly different thing.
Salvador sounds like a Spanish name.
Yeah, and he did bullfight paintings.
That's
a whole thing.
That's Picasso.
No, what? He did bullfighting.
Yeah.
Dolly did the melting clocks.
Yeah, but he didn't do just more than one painting, Mike.
Yes, but he didn't do bullfighting.
Did he do bullfighting paintings? Sell her to Dolly. He did them.
Stop yelling at the person we're asking the question.
She knows.
Now you know why we don't have audiences.
To be fair, this is probably the most women in the audience we've ever had. And I'm yelling at one of them.
Yeah.
What is the next... Oh.
This was a great topic. Why?
I like... I enjoy raspberry lemonade, but... I don't seek it out. Yeah.
Oh, we gotta give prizes to people.
Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta pull... You talk to each other. I gotta find...
How you doing, John?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing okay.
I got a day off tomorrow. I'm gonna have a good time.
You keep mentioning it. Why do you have a day off?
I'm going to the Brewers game with my dad.
Okay, that's what you had to say.
You took half a day off today.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I talked to Mike.
Bring it up.
I need a sandwich. What'd you do?
What'd you eat?
Sandwich.
Did you really think I asked you that question just so you could repeat the same words?
I don't know. I mumble a lot. You could have been not
what
knowing what
sandwich I... did you have?
Mike, what? Tell him what I do. I don't remember the name.
Scott eats a sandwich. I believe you have the barbecue pork with a beef patty on it. It's a special. Oh, it's like half a pound of meat.
Yeah,
oh, it's a lot of meat.
Is it a lot of meat?
Yeah. I had the same thing except without the beef patty.
I would probably do that too.
Yeah, it was tasty.
I like barbecue pork.
Yeah.
All right, for people with buttons.
Buttons.
On the back, I wrote numbers on there, and it's the if don't be a dick, if like I'm sorry, I didn't mean
just
to yell
in general,
at you.
Don't be a dick. Preemptively, no. Don't be a dick, everyone. No.
I wrote them so that like when you're looking at the back, the number will be below the line. So if it's a 6 or a 9 or a 1 or a 0 or something, it's upside down. It's that way. It's normal.
Do you think people would think you would put 0-1?
What were you afraid was going to happen?
Who knows, Mike? John?
Well, I know John.
I know Mike.
Yeah. All right. I have dices. And I'm going to roll
them. Ices?
I have dices.
He has ices on his phone.
All right. The first thing I want to give away is a free grill meal at Hoo Hot.
What?
Did you
get a button, John?
Yeah, John, did you get the button? Take one. I'm not going to give you one.
I can't win as the host of the podcast.
Free grill meal, but it expires at the end of July, so you have a month and a half to eat.
Oh, that's enough time.
Yeah.
Do it tomorrow.
So it's for number... I make sure it's on here.
John,
first.
You go tomorrow, you day off.
We'll worry about it later. Just get the
26. Yay! There you go. And I have... I got another thing, too. Who likes Fleet Farm in here? People like Fleet Farm.
They have a solid candy selection.
I know. Here's a...
You can't yell at Fleet Farm because they have good candy.
Here's a $10 gift card for Fleet Farm.
Wow. These are good prices.
Where'd you get that from?
Don't remember.
Someone probably gave it to him.
I checked the number, though. I scratched off the thing and I called it, and there's still $10 on here. So...
So you didn't go to Fleet Farm unknowingly and buy something?
What?
You thought maybe you went and bought something and forgot?
I mean, you never know.
True.
Words to live by.
What?
You never know.
Just checking to make sure it's in here so it's not awkward. Number 20.
That's right here. People that left.
Who left?
Oh.
Hey.
Hello.
You benefit by staying.
Yeah. I don't have anything else.
We should do that every night. We should give away a prize every night for the person who stays.
Just random prizes.
Yeah. I mean, I have a whole bunch of Hoo Hot things like buy one, get one.
How many? Can we give them out to
everybody? I'm sure we could give them to everybody.
You could. Or.
Well, what we'll do is we'll put those like on the stage at the end and then people can grab one if they want.
What you have to do, though...
When you buy one, I thought maybe you'd have people go with you there.
We should have a Scott Ruins Your Hoo Hot. And we should all go to Hoo Hot together.
Yeah. Record there live.
Yeah, I'm sure they would love it.
We don't have to record. We can just have a good time because we're human beings, so like interaction.
All right, I'll hold these here, then. I'll wait till after the show, John. Is that good? Do you like
that's
that?
That's fine. You can do whatever you want. I'm just suggesting things.
I'm
not being angry. What?
Scott made a good point.
I What, how are we going to end this now, John? Four years. Oh, here we go.
Here's Scott, what do you want to be doing in 4 years from now?
Oh, boy. I'm...
dead?
Nah, maybe. Possibly.
That's what you want to be doing?
Maybe in 6 years.
All right.
I don't know.
What will you be like, 40, 43?
40.
40? In 6 years?
Yeah. Why did you say 43? What do you think?
I was guessing a number.
How old do you think I am?
Clearly 37.
Oh, yeah, I guess math, huh? Hey, how about this? Usually we do like a, what did you learn? No, we don't usually do that. We did that the first year.
Year one.
Yeah. But here's, what's something significant that you've learned over the past 4 years? How about that? What's something, during the podcast, not just in life, not in life.
Oh.
I learned how to parallel park.
How do you parallel park? Let's do it. Let's have you mime it here. So what do you do? So say there's like an open spot in between two cars. What do you do?
I drive forward. Okay. And I go, okay, look at the spot. You start slowing down.
What is that hand doing there?
It's
balls.
What is it?
Turning the blinker on to the right because you're supposed to turn the blinker to see the people you're gonna. So then you drive past the spot slightly.
Ooh.
Yeah, no. Like, no. John, this is the legal, real way.
Mm.
You drive past the spot a little bit so like your nose of your car is like halfway up. You're at the halfway point of the car. Mm. Then you back up, turning your wheel so you angle in, and then once you get close to the curb-ish area, you straighten your car out and then adjust accordingly, front and back. Fucking nail parallel parking.
See, I always go up to where our side mirrors mesh, and then you do that.
Whatever, it works for me.
Whatever.
It's very. I like this confidence from Scott. Like,
yeah.
Most podcasts, he'd be like, "Yeah,
he's like, want to know why? Yeah, just give me juice. Just gotta give me juice.
You need juice.
I like grape juice.
You're not Samba, then you like juice.
Juice boxes from concentrate. Sorry.
Good night, everybody.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.